Good evening. This is Bill Satterly, along with my co-host Kent Lindquist. We're going to bring you 2 hours of mainstream jazz. So sit back and relax. And I'm going to start us out with something mellow. It's Henry Mancini and his orchestra playing a tune entitled Kelly's Tune. Henry Mancini and his orchestra playing a tune entitled Kelly's Tune.
I want to continue my salute to a great jazz artist, Count Basie, encompassing his what they call the golden years on the Pablo label. That would be the last 10 years of Count's recorded life from June 2nd, 1970 through 72 through June 22nd, 1983. I'll be doing things by the Count Basie's little band, big band live, small groups, and studio sessions. My first track is going to be a small group session. It's a tune called Honey Coals, written by Count Basie and Lockjaw Davis. And it was cut on the Pablo label in April of 82. The album was called the Count Basie Kansas City 7. And this group was quite an all-star lineup. It was Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, J.J. Johnson on trombone, Eddie Lockjaw Davis on tenor sax, Joe Pass on guitar. And, one of my old friends here, I see Jake Hanna on drums. Let's listen to Honey Coals.
Thank you.
Basie leading up a septet that was the Count Basie Kansas City 7 doing a composition called Honey Coals on a Pablo label back in April of 80. And you heard some fine trumpet work there by Indianapolis' own Freddie Hubbard, Indianapolis' own J.J. Johnson, and an outsider, Lockjaw Davis, on tenor sax.
I'm going to play a tenor sax sound of Houston Person from a CD entitled The Opening Round. The name of the tune is Sweet Sucker, and it features him on tenor sax, Joey DeFrancesco and Hammond B3 organ, Rodney Jones on guitar, Tracy Wormworth on electric bass, and neither one of us have ever heard of him, but he probably has never heard of us. So. And then Bernard Purdy on drums. Listen to their rendition of a tune entitled Sweet Sucker. Thank you. Houston person, and Joey T. Francesca playing a tune entitled Sweet Sucker.
Continuing my salute to Count Basie, the Golden Years, on Pavel, which covers a decade, a little over a decade from June of 72 to June of 83. I'm going to do something by the Basie Big Band live at the Santa Monica Civic Center, June 1972. This is a big band doing a Oliver Nelson composition called The Meeting.
Thank you.
right, that was The Meeting, cut live by the Count Basie Orchestra at the Santa Monica Civic Center in 1972, and some good alto sax work there by Curtis Pegler.
We play a lot of West Coast alto sax players, but we don't play Charlie Mariano that often. This is a CD entitled Charlie Mariano Plays, and the song is You Go to My Head, featuring Stu Williamson on trumpet, Frank Rossellino on trombone, Charlie on alto sax, Claude Williamson bass, piano, Max Bennett on bass, and Stan Levy drums. You Go to My Head. Charlie Mariano. I kind of favor ballads, and I think they lead to slow dancing, which was one of the greatest things ever discovered.
Okay, we're going to go now to an old item from the Basie book that was probably first introduced by the Basie band in the late 30s, early 40s. It was a composition written by the Harry Sweets Edison, who was in the trumpet section of the Basie band at that time. This is a reprise of that particular swinger done from a Pablo album cut in May of 1982 by Count Basie and his orchestra on the Pablo label called Farmer's Market Barbecue. Let's listen to Beaver Junction. Thank you. old chestnut from the Count Basie book, going clear back to the probably late 30s, early 40s. This is reprised in August of 1982 on a Pablo label, Count Basie and his orchestra doing Beaver Junction.
I'm going to play something from the piano player Gene Harris Trio, featuring him on piano, Ray Brown bass, Mickey Rourke on drums, plus one, and that plus one is Stanley Turrentine. The tune I'm going to play is, every time I see this tune, I think of the movie Clint Eastwood. It was in, I think it was Call Misty for Me or something like that. Anyhow, the name of the tune is Misty.
Thank you.
Gene Harris Trio with the Stanley Turrentine doing Misty.
Well, the next track on the Pavel label with Count Basie is paired with another great piano player, Oscar Peterson. You wouldn't think that those two would fit together too well on a track, because Count Basie had a real spare, lean style, and Oscar Peterson had all that roaring technique, but they had a lot of great respect for each other, and they cut three or four albums at least on a Pavel label with each other, usually with a rhythm section. And this album is called Satch Meets Josh, Basie Encounters Oscar Peterson. By referring to Satch, they talk about Satchel Paige, the great black pitcher, and Josh is Josh Gibson, the great black catcher who played in the black leagues before the blacks were entered into the major leagues in 47 with Jackie Robinson. And so this is a tribute to those great players by Basie and Peterson. This is a little thing with called Burning. It includes Ray Brown on bass, Freddie Green on guitar, and Louis Belson on drums. Thank you. Oh, that was wonderful. That was Count Basie on piano, ably assisted, of course, by the great Oscar Peterson on piano, and the bass player taking that out at the end is one of my all-time favorite jazz musicians. Not only a favorite bassist, but a favorite jazz musician. That was Ray Brown.
Yeah, he didn't. Kent didn't tell you he used to play the bass. He still probably does a little bit. I'm going to play something from a Telarc CD entitled Lionel Hampton and Friends, and it has 10 cuts with different artists in each particular cut. The tune I'm going to play is along the lines of Oscar Peterson and Count Basie. It's when Jerry meets Hamp, which is Jerry Mulligan and Lionel Hampton. So features Jerry Mulligan on baritone, Hampton on vibes. And in addition to that, it Grady Tate is with them. And I'll see if I can't quickly see the others. Hank Jones is on piano. Bucky Pizzarelli is on guitar. Grady Tate is on drums. And then Candido is on Congo drums. The name of the tune is Jerry Meets Hamp.